Love it how our kids are so trained, they're already gone when I get ready to go. Praise the Lord. It's good to be with you this morning. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Oh, I'm always astonished that I shouldn't be it, but God always introduces what He's doing through the meditation, and it's just, He did it again today, and I thank you for being obedient to what God brought to you. I want to look at the call of God today. We're going to actually start in Revelation, but what brought it on, how he brought it to me is like Paul said, through the innkeeper. The innkeeper had no idea that Mary and Joseph, that Mary was carrying the Messiah. You know, if they had come as royalty, if they had come as King Joseph and Queen Mary, suppose he would have had room for him, suppose he would have made room for him then. But they were humble. Mary and Joseph came in humility to Bethlehem for the census. And so they ended up in the stable for Jesus to be born in a manger, to come in humility to save His people. So today we're going to look at the revelation of Jesus Christ that gave to John. We're going to start in Revelation chapter 1 today. And really what the gist of the message today is going to be is, do you hear God calling when He calls you? Do you hear and understand His voice and listen to what He says? Do you have room? Do you hear Him knocking? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I come to You today to ask, Lord, that You will speak through me today, Lord, that I'll not get in Your way, but that I'll allow You to move and do what You want to across the body of Christ today. Lord, I thank You that we have relationship with You, that You speak to us and we can hear You and understand what You want. And Lord, thank You for the Holy Spirit that guides us and leads us. Lord, I thank You that You speak to us not only through Your Word, but through the fellow saints, brothers and sisters in Christ who are willing to do what You ask them to do, to walk in Your grace and mercy. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you would, let's turn to Revelation chapter 1. As I said, this is the revelation of Jesus that Jesus Christ gave to John. John was one of the, it was John the apostle, one of the disciples. And it begins there in verse 1 of Revelation 1. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to show His servants what must soon take place. So, the revelation is showing the church what is going to take place in the future, in the end times. So he made it known by sending His angel to His servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. I'll be 70 in just another month, a little more than that. And I've been hearing my whole life that the end times are near. So they're a lot nearer now to me than they were 60 years ago. And to you as well. You may be a teenager. And who knows how long you'll hear that the end time is near. And this is something that that I wondered about when I was younger, but I've come to realize that because I've, as you read the Word and understand God, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day to Him. So, what's time? When you think about, you know, our average lifespan is probably 75 to 80 years now in America, I would say. I don't know if it's any different than that or not. I have some aunts who lived into their hundreds. So I could possibly go longer than that. I don't expect to. But it could happen, you know. Some of you probably have ancestors who are that old. So maybe we'll be here a while longer yet. That could give me another 30 years. Glory to God, we don't know. But John wrote this. I didn't look when. It's a long time ago. And Jesus told him to tell the church the time is near. And so I just want you to know that it is near. That it is near. We could be part of the church that sees Him come in the clouds. So on a cloudy day, look up, look at the clouds and say, are You coming today, Lord? Coming through the clouds today? There's some days that we would like Him to come because of what we're going through. But He could possibly come while we're still alive. So John is, he's greeting in the next verses here. It says, John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia. So he's speaking to the church, and to seven specific churches. I'm not going to go through all of the seven, but I do want to look at one in particular today. It says, grace and peace to you from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve His God and Father. To Him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. So, John starts out by greeting the churches here and then giving glory to God. And he says, look, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of Him. So shall it be. Amen. So none of us are going to miss it. For none of us are going to miss the second coming of Christ. We're all going to see it. I did not look up the scripture, but it says the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we'll all be caught up with them in the air to meet Him in the air. And that's going to be an awesome day. But expect it. We can walk with expectation, knowing that Jesus is coming back for the church. And then Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come. The Almighty. There's actually quite a few of the I Ams of Christ in these verses here in Revelation chapter 1. We'll see some more of them down towards the end of the chapter. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. And then John goes on to say, I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus. So, because of John's walk with Jesus Christ, he was actually banned to the island of Patmos. He was put on an island because of his testimony for Jesus Christ. He was actually suffering for Jesus, actually. He was in exile there in the island of Patmos. So on the Lord's Day, he said, I was in the Spirit and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on the scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. So he said, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like the Son of Man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white, like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. What a description we have of Jesus. I don't know if you can think about that for a minute. But his hair, his head and his hair is white, white as wool. Think about pure white, how white that is. But that's Jesus. His eyes were blazing like fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. How many of you have ever been to a waterfall like Niagara Falls or any of the big waterfalls? You can't hardly talk to one another because of the noise. It's pretty loud noise. Water, rushing water makes a big loud noise. And so when he comes, we're going to hear him. We're going to hear him. It's going to be a loud noise. So you can be expecting that. That in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and hell. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels or the messengers of the churches, of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. So this is what John saw, and this is Jesus talking to him. And so he's going to go on then and talk to the seven churches next. I would invite you to go and read all seven of these, but I do want to note one thing. At the end of each one, he says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. At the end of where he talks to the church, at the end of each one, he wants us to understand and to listen. So that's one of the things that he wants us to hear today, is that we learn to listen when he talks, to learn to listen when he speaks. And then I noticed that just about all of the churches also say to him who overcomes, and then it tells you what will happen to you as an overcomer. And that's not the message today, but read that so you can get that message. But I want to look at the church in Laodicea today, which is in chapter 3. So just turn over a couple pages there to chapter 3 if you would. We're going to begin in verse 14 of chapter 3. And he says here, to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. He said, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. So he wants us to be hot, not lukewarm. He wants us to be zealous for him, to share, be willing to share the word of God with your loved ones, with your neighbors, with your friends, with anyone that he tells you. And that's why it's going to be so important that you're able to hear his voice. You're able to understand when he's talking to you. Verse 17, he says, "You say, I am rich. I've acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent." And this next verse, verse 20, is the one that I want you to remember and memorize and write down this morning. It says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." So he wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to sit down to a meal with us. He wants to share time with you every day. And so, when you hear him at the door knocking, make sure that you open the door. Suppose that the innkeeper did open the door and allow Jesus to be born there at his inn. It would have made him very, very... would have been very good for his business to have the Messiah born in his inn. But God didn't want that for Jesus to be born. He wanted him to come into a humble place, to come in humility. And then in verse 21, he says, "To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So he wants us today to understand when he's knocking, to listen to his voice, to do what he tells us. We've been going through our shape in Sunday school and talking about all of our different personalities and how we're all different. And it's awesome how we can, as different as we are, we can all hear God's call. And when he calls, he always gives us what we need or what he calls us to. We don't have to wonder if we're going to have what we need or if it's scary, maybe it will be a little scary to do something that we're not used to doing. But when he calls, listen to the call. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 22. I want to look at the... this is the parable of the wedding banquet, if you're familiar with that. Chapter 22 of Matthew. I'm going to begin with verse 1. This 2 is talking about the kingdom of heaven. And it says, "Jesus spoke to them again in parables in a... saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants and mistreated them and killed them. The king was enraged, and he sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to the servants, "The wedding banquet is ready, but those that I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find." So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people that they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. When the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. "Friend," he asked, "how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, "Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are invited, but few chosen." So when you hear God's invitation, will you say yes? Are you willing to say, "No matter what, I'll do what you want me to do, Father"? As I think back in my early childhood, when I heard God's call in my life, I said yes. I was 5 years old. I can remember it like it was yesterday because it was so vivid in my mind. It was so real to me. So I think of, I've got family members who have also heard the call of God and have ignored it. And so how would my life have changed had I ignored God's call? And each of you can think about that as well. We're all walking with the Lord, or probably so, since you're here in church, wanting to spend time with the church, wanting to spend time with the Father on Sunday morning. So you're probably all listened to God's call. I want to say that it's not just his call to repentance that I'm talking about this morning, but also his call to serve. We're called to a lot of different things in the kingdom of God, and we have to be ready to accept the call, no matter if it's maybe to a foreign mission. Some of you will probably be called to a foreign mission, possibly. Maybe it's to leadership in the church, evangelism. When I was young, we always had evangelists that came to the church for a week of meetings, and we don't really hear of that going on much anymore. Maybe some of you will be evangelists, that God will call you to be an apostle to churches, to inspire the church. So there's a lot of different things that God calls us to. But in this parable, he was making ready the banquet feast, and so we are the bride of Christ. He's getting us ready to come to the bridegroom. And so we have to be ready to answer his call. I want to finish up today in John chapter 14. And this is where Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." If you would, turn with me to John 14. "No one comes to the Father except through me," he says here. I'm going to begin in John 14, verse 1 today. It says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms," or "in many mansions," some of your versions say. "If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And that, to me, is a little strange, since they've been walking with Jesus. One of the disciples, he was walking with Jesus, and yet he still didn't know the way to where Jesus was going. But Jesus said to Thomas, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. So, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through him. So we want to give you opportunity today, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, will you listen to his call today? Begin to walk with him. He's calling you to any other kind of ministry. You'd like us to pray with you about that? We'd love to do that. If there are any prayer needs today, if you have a need at all, I would like to mention one that was brought up in Sunday school. Charles Swank from the Fredericktown Fire Department passed away this week. He was at a training and died while in training. And he is a cousin to Ryan and Chad Swank that a lot of us know from the Iberia area. And so we want to lift that family up in prayer this week. So put him on your prayer notes so that you can lift up the Charles Swank family. And then also pray for the families that were helping this Christmas. They not only need help, but they need our prayers as well. So just as you bring the gifts, pray for the family, and pray for them this week as well. So as we close up and you need prayer for anything, why come? We'd love to pray with you. Thank you.